This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Business, government, and nonprofit leaders and other folks packed the Magnolia Room and Atrium Health Stanley for the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce annual meeting and awards banquet on Thursday night. There they picked their Citizen of the Year. And here is Joe Crapster from Duke Energy with the introduction for the Citizen of the Year, Charles Brown.
Like his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, Charles Brown, the recipient this year, is a native of Albemarle. He attended public schools and thereafter attended University of North Carolina, having received the prestigious John Motley Moorhead Scholarship. He earned his Bachelor of Science in Business Administration at university and thereafter attended law school and received his JD in 1966. He joined a family law firm. Charles has actively participated in local and district bar associations, as well as at the state level. He has served twice as president of the Stanley County and twice as president of the multi-county judicial district bar. Additionally, for more than 20 years, he served as a member of the bar applicant screening panel. For 4 years, Mr. Brown served as chair of the District John Motley Moorhead Committee, as well as serving on regional committees for the Moorhead Foundation. Since graduating from law school, he has served on various boards at the University of North Carolina, including 2 terms on the General Alumni Board and also on the Board of Visitors. Long active in the community organizations, Mr. Brown has served as president of United Way, served as both a member and then for 6 years as chair of the Stanley County Board of Education. He currently is a member of the Stanley County Economic Development Commission, as well as serves as a member as chair of the Board for the Rural Infrastructure Authority under the North Carolina Department of Commerce. Charles Brown is a lifelong member of First Lutheran Church, where he has served multiple terms on the Congregational Council twice as president, and he has taught Sunday school for 34 years. He enjoys golf, travel, and of course, a Tar Heel fan. I assume you're hoping they make the March Madness here. I believe it's some, you know, they're finishing strong. At this time, it's a great honor on behalf of Duke Energy and Piedmont Natural Gas to present the 2024 Citizen of the Year Award to Mr. Brown. And one last thing, I understand there's something you want to tell us about many decades ago, how you got started in commerce. So I want to hear that. So welcome, congratulations, Mr. Brown. And let's give him a good round.
In his acceptance speech, Mr. Brown talked about the importance of relationships and also passed on the story of how he got started in the commerce sector of his life.
Countless others have played a role in the success of Stanley County and helping me to work with so many of you. The list of the past winners, I stand on their shoulder. I'm thankful for working with so many of you throughout the years. I know what it is to build relationships. And Joe, there is a story behind my beginning, my first step in the journey of commerce. I was 9 years old. Larry, that was not 200 years ago. 9 years old, some 70 years ago. Albemarle had the beginning of great football teams at that time. They were beginning to fill the stadium down here on Montgomery Avenue. Big crowds of spectators. Friday night, where else was it to go in Albemarle except to go to the football game? The JC's had a concession stand with busy folks were coming up there, sometimes 6 and 8 deep, trying to get up to the window and make their purchases there. I had watched that for a year before the ball game started in my ninth year it was. I wanted to try something. If I could, see if I could help the JCs. I had their consent, and the story goes like this. I borrowed our father's construction belt with his nails in various pockets. Steve, three pockets in this belt. Took his nails out, and I was going to use that for my money. That was going to be my money belt. I adapted a Pepsi Cola crate with a strap to go around my neck, the handles on the side. And so the next home game that Albemarle played, I went up to the back door of the concession stand, and they loaded me with the concession in my tray. Went out the back door of the concession stand, walking down in front of the bleachers there, the grandstands, and it was filled. The game's about to start. Albemarle was practicing with whoever the opponent was. Folks were watching them. They weren't paying any attention to a 9-year-old. There with my concessions in my little tray, I took a deep breath and went up about two steps. Went up there and I looked around and I called out to the people. Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jacks, 10 cents a piece, 2 for a quarter. How many do you want? 10 cents a piece, 2 for a quarter. Folks started laughing, but better yet, they started buying. We keep trying. What I've tried to do, working with so many of you, reaching out to various boards, organizations, foundations, is to make a difference in a positive way on behalf of Stanley County, the businesses, the people in Stanley County. Thank you for letting me work with you, so many of you, thank you for working with me. I'm grateful for the trust that you have placed in me over the years. And remember, 10 cents a piece and 2 for a quarter.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.